Proclaim FM. That's right, Matthew West. No what ifs. Good morning to you. It's Rebecca on the Morning Mix. Still joined because I didn't let him go. We're not done yet. Christina Rodriguez, Executive Director of Mom's House. Dorena Webb, Family Wellness Coordinator of Mom's House. Yes. You've been with us since 7 this morning.
Yes, ma'am.
We've been diving in deep to real life. Real life of you, Dorena.
Yes.
And your child, your family, you, Christina, and your upbringing, talking about Mom's House and the impact it has in the community. We have listeners texting in saying, I didn't know that. I knew I've heard of Mom's House, but I had no idea the work you're doing.
Yep. Yes.
It's huge. It's huge. And there is so much that I've just gained today from listening to you both that it's I have to go back and listen to these segments.
Yeah.
And if you want copies of the segments, so many of you have texted in, called in, said, I want a copy. Just send me your email address. I'm going to gather these segments together after my show this morning, and I will be working on emailing everyone. So text me at 419-867-8673. I really encourage you, even if you're just tuning in right now, you've missed a lot in the last 2 hours. A lot. And I really do believe that what's been talked about today is going to impact you in ways that you had no idea.
Yes.
And so, Dorena, I just want you to speak right now. There's more that you got to say. I can see it in your eyes.
My eyes.
They're telling us something.
Absolutely. I just want everyone out here listening to understand this. Before you look at something or someone and judge it, understand that there is always a story to it. And even that story that seems like it is too broken and too messy, God will redeem it, heal it, and restore it. I am a living, walking testimony of that. There has been beauty in the brokenness. There has been redemption from the pain. There has been healing from the torment. And the beauty that exists now, people look at me literally, and you can ask Miss Christina, and they say, no, your life was never like that. Yes, it was. And look what God has done, not just for me, but for others. That is why I always say this, and I told God, if you can heal this messy, broken life, then I promise I will use my life to help others. And he did it. And I'm sticking to my promise. It is like a privilege to be able to walk through life with people because you know where they started. You know where they're at. But you have to be able to see people the way God sees them.
There you go.
Your eyes have to be open to see people the way God sees them. If you do that, there is no judgment. There is no what you think about the situation that is put on it. It is, let me see them the way God sees them. Let me help them the way Jesus would. And let me walk this out with them. Mm-hmm. That is what we do at Mom's House. That is what that's what happened in my life. That is what I do in my life for others. Mom's House is that open door, that stepping stone for these women who feel nobody sees me, nobody hears me. Nobody can handle it. No one understands. We do. When you walk in, we get it.
Right.
We get it. Yeah. And we are going to take you by the hand. Mm-hmm. And nothing you do will push us away. Yeah. Nothing you say will have us turn our backs on you. We love you. And we're walking it out with you.
And somebody's hearing this morning and probably choking back tears saying, I need this.
Yeah.
And you know what I love about Mom's House? You say a choice for life is not a choice for poverty.
Yeah.
The people that come to you have chosen life for their child, which we celebrate.
Yeah,
there's so many celebrating right now the Supreme Court decision and saying, yay, there's going to be more lives born. But what are they going to be born into?
Yes.
And who's going to step up and walk alongside these lives?
That's it.
Yeah.
And this these is children, the these moms, these dads. This is the work. And Mom's House does real work in our community. And we're going to come back and we're going to, Christina, you're going to address our listeners. Dorena's going to pray.
Yes,
and so if you are in need of prayer, guidance, maybe you're just praying for purpose. I don't know what it is, but Dorena's going to pray before they leave this morning as well. So thank you guys for tuning in. Again, if you want a recording, I've been recording all these segments since 7 this morning. Just text me your email address or call me 419-867-8673. fitting song right now. Katie Nicole featuring Mike Weaver of Big Daddy Weave. It's called God is in This Story.
Amen.
He's in our stories. He's there.
This torn up page is in.